You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Bulletin.
Right, let's get to Tom Bartlett this morning. Looking forward to chatting to a fellow cricket commentator, Tom Bartlett, particularly about better news for the White Ferns. Tom, a get up over England to keep their noses alive in this particular series anyway. Morning to you.
Morning, Smithy. Yes, look, great result, wasn't it? I mean, it didn't, for a long point, it didn't look like it was going to go that way. And certainly England, if you're on the other side of the fence, you're probably wondering, what on earth happened there? How did we find ourselves in a position where we haven't taken this series already? But, when the moment came, some senior players stepped forward for the White Ferns, and that's, you know, has been, I suppose, a source of much discussion in recent times about the contribution that the senior White Ferns players have been making to the team. And when they were needed, they came good. So, look, series is still alive, Smithy, and it sort of needed it. I know that England are about to be boosted by the return of some of their women's IPL players. So the next two T20s in particular, ahead of the one-day series, are going to be at full strength. But, look, it was a much-needed result and a really good one for the White Ferns, absolutely.
Right, let's look at a touchy subject. Well, it's turned out to be a touchy one. The Black Foils win, Sale GP, and it turns out to be a one-day affair, which is not what Sir Russell Coutts and most sailing fans wanted down there in Christchurch. How did you sort of regard the whole thing as it played out, with the first day being canned and then what happened on the second day?
Yeah, look, it was pretty frustrating, wasn't it? I mean, from a purely sporting point of view, you want these events are set up, in the way Sale GB set up with the racing on day one and the racing on day two, and then the straight final. You sort of want, in order to get the best three teams or the best winner of the round, if you like, you really need the full noise. So to have it congested was first and foremost frustrating and disappointing, and then obviously the drama of what happened on day two when the action did start. Yeah. There was certainly plenty going on there. I mean, great result obviously for the New Zealand teams, with Peter Burling and the Black Foils, as they are known these days. It's it was a, in the context of the series, a really important result for them, but certainly has left from an event point of view, Smithy, it's left a little bit of a sour taste in the mouth, if you like. I mean, we've just been having quite a rigorous debate here in the USub newsroom about it. And, I mean, I suppose just my take on it, Smithy, I mean, I suppose Sale GP knew when they came to Lyttelton that this was the situation. They've got a management plan in there around the protection of the Dolphins, and they knew that was a possibility. And if they didn't know, then they obviously didn't read the fine print. And I'm sure Russell Coutts and the team at Sale GP have read the fine print. They're in a big commercial operation. They know what they've signed up for. And that was always the case. And yes, I can understand the frustrations around red tape. And certainly that's not the only event that's been tied up in things that they perceive to be frustrating and holding up. But in this case, it feels to me like it was pretty black and white. They agreed to a management plan around the Mammals, and when the plan kicked in, they didn't like it. So what do you do?
Well, you know, if it's down there in black and white, they can't do a damn thing about it, which means, and sometimes animals and dolphins in particular are creatures of habit. If they'd have come back yesterday and been visible yesterday, what would have happened? No racing at all. A total washout, so to speak, in a water sport.
Yeah, 100%, Billy. I think it's a funny. I can understand the frustrations, and yes, big events, and we all want big events. And you only need to, if you live in Auckland and you're talking about stadiums and the red tape that going through, and we can't get this built, and we can't get that built. And I understand the frustrations of Sale GP around you know, some of the procedures or programs they've got to agree to. But this one to me was fairly black and white. Littleton Harbour, it's well known that it's a it is a home of dolphins, and it's a marine sanctuary. So it's not like it's a surprise. They took the event to that particular part of the world, and I'm glad that they did, because it looked fantastic and the racing was fantastic when they've been able to race. But I don't think I just don't see how you can argue the that's annoying and we haven't had any incidents in 35 years. It's beside the point. You're missing the point. You agreed to a protection plan. You've got to follow that, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, take your racing somewhere else, and we'll have to, as a country, we'll have to suck that up and go away and think about how we lure big events, if that's the cost. But I don't think all of a sudden we should be feeling bad that we protected or look to instigate or have a situation where we deem that to be more important than a boat race.
Absolutely. Okay, good point of view there. A lot of toing and froing there, but as you say, if it's in black and white, there is no argument, but it's the end of the road, for want of a better phrase, down there in Christchurch for this event. However, better news in Christchurch, another successful visit by the Warriors, who get their season underway.
Yeah, amazing, wasn't it? I mean, I wouldn't call myself the league expert in the deepest sense, Smitty, but I've seen enough of the Warriors this year to know that probably Friday night wasn't their best performance, but it's their best result. So, look, you take them. And what an occasion. I've got to say, I think that's the one thing that we all talk about, and it's we joke around, jump on the Warriors bandwagon. Well, I'm well and truly on the wagon, and it's a lot of fun. There are crowds everywhere. There are people everywhere. They play a brand of footy that's good to watch. They've got some good characters in the team. They're well-liked. Doesn't matter if they take them from Auckland to Sydney to Christchurch, wherever they seem to go. They're very popular, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of energy coming out of the club, and first and foremost, they've got to win to keep that energy going, and now they're on the board. So great performance. Not their best performance of the season, I don't think, but without question their best result, and at least give them something to work towards as we head into some more trickier games as the season progresses.
Yeah, I think they're far from play their best league, which is an amazing thing. And the other thing is there's a real, and I guess we go back to Webster, but there just seems to be a real good positive feeling about it. Win, lose or draw. I mean, it's just different speak, isn't it, about this Warriors franchise now?
Absolutely, 100%. I think, we knew we were blessed when the likes of Tohu Harris and those guys came back to the club. But I just feel like the group they've got there now are, there's some inexperienced guys in there, but there's also a spine or a group of them who have been around and have played a lot of league. They know the game. They know the style, the footy they want to play. I mean, I think, obviously we've talked a lot about the impact of Andrew Webster, but now there's the talisman and Sean Johnson, who seems to have picked up from where he left off last year. And that's the exciting thing about the Warriors at the moment, is that they're entertaining to watch, but also, I enjoy the drama and the theatre around a sports team as much as the on-field performance. And there's high energy coming out of the Warriors, and it's built by some of these, who I think will go down as great, some great Warriors of their history. So, it's really great, isn't it? It's a lot of fun. It's always good to see them, though, somewhere sitting near the top of the table, and while they're not there yet, getting the win over the Raiders on Friday night certainly, as I say, gives them a springboard at which to build on from here, Smithy, because so far, 3 weeks in, it's been a lot of fun.
Tom, do you have a semblance of sympathy for Crusaders and their fans at the moment?
Well, I'm a born and bred Hurricanes man, Smithy. So as my team sits number one and has spent a long time and many a year sitting down the bottom of the ladder, I don't have a lot of sympathy. I've got a semblance of sympathy for them, because it's no good when you see any team losing five in a row. But I'm not bothered by it. I think they are in a rebuilding phase, and frankly, look, sometimes the facts of the matter is I just don't think this Crusaders team is as good as the ones that have been there in the past. I think that's quite obvious. They're missing some experienced players, and they are performing probably at the level that maybe they should. Like, it's not to say that these guys aren't giving it all. They are giving it all. They're giving everything they've got into trying to resurrect their season, but they're not the White Locks and the Barretts and the experience that the Crusaders have had over the last, how many years it goes on, doesn't it? They're in a difficult period, which a lot of teams have been in a period. I know the Hurricanes have really struggled over the years to get consistent performances out of guys that that aren't quite at the highest level. And when you're in that situation, you get found out. And I think you were talking to Jamie earlier, Smithy, and you guys talked a little bit about the draw that the Crusaders have had. And sometimes that doesn't help you either. They have not had an easy run in at all. They've played all the really good teams. They've got another one coming up, obviously, this week. And that's just the way it goes. And I think anyone who supports a sports team knows it comes in ebbs and flows. And unfortunately for the Crusaders, they're at the wrong end of that. So yeah, to answer your question, Smithy, do I feel a semblance of sympathy? A little bit. But as my team sits number one, not much.
Okay, fair enough. Can they go the whole way, the Hurricanes? Do you sense they've got that ruthless edge to take them through to a title under Clark Laidlaw? And what a story that would be first up.
Yeah, that question was asked of me about 20 minutes ago as well. Do you feel now we can, can we win the whole thing? Look, I'm not prepared to put my neck out on the line and say we can win. I think the Hurricanes, the team that's playing at the moment and the consistency they're building will rely, a continuation of that consistency, Smithy, I think will rely on keeping everybody fit. They cannot afford to lose any of their first choice guys. So the likes of Roygaard and Cameron, 9 and 10, for example, at the moment, they feel to me like they're building a lovely combination between them. Now, if one of them goes for the season, then there's trouble. And it's not to say that a Perenara couldn't come in and replace it, but I just feel like they, the first choice Hurricanes is the team that could do more damage than not. But if we start to lose any of these key players, the wheels could come off. That's certainly maybe a more pessimistic view of things, Smithy, but I'm not prepared to anoint them champions yet. I think there's some threats incoming. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they go in Dunedin this weekend. I think that's another challenge for them. The Highlanders have really struggled, or really have really struggled at times this year. But they're a proud team too. So they'll come at it and be looking to end this winning run. But the Hurricanes should go down there feeling pretty good about themselves. They're putting away the teams that are in front of them at the moment. So that's all you can ask for.
Tom, you said first choice. Who's your first choice? All Black number 10, 5 games in.
Well, it was going to be Damien McKenzie. But now I'm not sure. Now I'm not sure at all. I think it felt like it was always going to be McKenzie's jersey to have with the departure of Richie Mwanga and the loss of those kind of guys. So now there's a question mark, of course, around whether or not that injury is significant or not, and hopefully we'll get some news on that as soon as possible. But he was the one at the moment, Smithy, but now if you go looking for it, the All Blacks have, the previous regime invested a lot of time in Stephen Petafetta. I'm not sure whether he's the right guy. I'm not convinced that Brett Cameron is the right guy. I'm certainly not convinced on the Crusaders' first five, and obviously the Highlanders are running a Welshman at 10 as their first choice. So there's a bit of an issue there, isn't there? Damien McKenzie, it almost feels like at the moment we need him to get fit and get fit again quickly if there is an issue.
Tom Bartlett has been with us on the Bulletin this morning, and we thank you very much, Tom, and you have a terrific week. Thanks for your views across those issues. Cheers, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Matty. Talk soon.
Cheers. 10:53 here on SENZ.